Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.
Hello, Sean Defoe here.
And I'm Ivan Yates.
And this is Calling It. Throughout the general election campaign, we're drilling down into all 43 constituencies, one episode at a time, looking at the lay of the land in each one, how many seats, who's running, who's not.
And then I'm calling it, trying to name the 174 TDs.
Now, on this episode, we are doing Meath West. It is a three-seat constituency, remains a three-seater, but with significant changes from the last time around. 19 electoral districts transferred to Longford West Meath. These areas were geographically part of West Meath, and Sinn Féin's Johnny Gourke was the leading vote-getter in all of them, sort of to the west and northwest of the county there. Navan and Trim being your major population centres in this constituency. When we look at who was elected last time, you had Johnny Gourke of Sinn Féin, Padraig Tobin of Aintu, and Damien English for Fine Gael. Johnny Gourke being elected on the first count. Padraig Tobin had clear water ahead of the chasing pack, and the outgoing TD Shane Castles of Fianna Fáil, he did have a lead over Damien English but was ultimately reeled in. He has decided not to contest this time, opening up a new Fianna Fáil candidate who we are going to talk about in a little bit. Your 2024 declared candidates for Meath West: Johnny Gourke of Sinn Féin, Padraig Tobin of Aintu, Aisling Dempsey for Fianna Fáil, Linda Murray-Nelson for Fine Gael, Ronan Moore of the Social Democrats, Noel French, Independent, Seamus McMenamin of the Green Party, Finbar Lynch from People Before Profit, Ian McCall of the Irish People, Sandy Gallagher for Labour, Ben Gilroy of Liberty Republic, and Damien Riley, the Independent. So this, Ivan, this is one of the ones I've been really looking forward to, because this is fascinating. It's going to be a dogfight, claw your eyes out kind of constituency. Who do you want to start with?
Well, two big national developments since the 2020 election. Firstly, Padraig Tobin's star is in the ascent. He did well on the Katie Hannan leaders' debate, some good one-liners. He is absolutely media ubiquitous. He's on every issue and at all times of the year. And I think he is going to cannibalise some of the Sinn Féin vote. I think he will top the poll. I think he'll get more than a quota, and his vote will go high up. Whether Aintu get any more seats, I can't say. But I think in or around Navan, in around the whole areas, he will do well.
And he is the biggest beast in Navan now, with the retirement of Damien English as well.
And he got 7,322 last time, and in the last count, he was elected with 11,410. It would surprise me if he didn't break 10,000 votes. Now that I've said it, it probably won't help, but he didn't reply to my text, so I don't care. So basically, that's number one: his high profile, his constituency work, his anti-government sentiment, Sinn Féin on the slide. Now, next up, you're absolutely right. Not only did Damien English not stand, and I remember when I was speaking to you, I said, write it down, Damien English is not going to stand. And you keep sending me this, I can't get this confirmed. And then it came to the Fine Gael retreat. What part of the country was it in?
Down in Tullamore.
Down in Tullamore. And you were still saying, no, that nobody is confirming it. No, I'm telling you for a fact, Sean. And you're so careful and all that, because I disregard all that nonsense.
God forbid, you do your due diligence on it. But if I haven't said it, did happen.
The point I'm trying to make is that he left it so late to depart. It was really unhelpful. If someone decides a year or two out, I've had it, I'm starting. And he did the controversy with the ditch about his planning permission. So it was a turbulent time for him. Mm. He had been a very effective junior minister in housing. He moved, I think, to the Department of Enterprise. So, and that is very sad, because he's still in his 40s. Mm-hmm. And would you believe it, he's the director of elections. He's out night and day. So the lady they came up with was Linda Murray. And Linda Murray got a high profile in Navan. She had a creche. Mm-hmm. And you remember the insurance problems they have, and they were facing closure. So she was on national TV about that. And she got elected to the council first time last June. But to be honest with you, like, what's the preparation? It's only a matter of months. She wasn't expecting to be. Now, she's also working in Damien's office.
Yeah, she's parliamentary assistant and 7.3% of the vote in Navan. So she's been in and around him, and maybe you would suspect might have had more knowledge that this was coming, but still, not a lot of time to put groundwork in.
But, I mean, she won't get what Damien got the last time, and it's a mess. Enter stage left, problem for Fine Gael. someone who was thought about as the candidate, Councillor Noel French. Mm-hmm. I think he got the top five of council votes in the local elections, about 4,000. He doesn't run for Fine Gael and he does run as an independent. Now, there was an issue. He'd gone independent a while ago.
Yeah. He actually ran for them in 2020. He got 3,000 votes here in 2020 as a Fine Gael candidate. Couldn't get in when there was a three-seater. Left the party, ran as an independent in Trim. And as you say, about 4,000 votes just in Trim.
Yeah. No, so it's impressive. It's impressive. Now, apparently he's a great social media, Facebook, TikTok, whatever you're having yourself. But basically, he's a formidable operator. And there was a talk, would Fine Gael run him? Would Fine Gael have him back? You know, and would he run for them? End of story.
And he was, I spoke to Noel a few weeks before, just before, when I was trying to suss out, I was trying to suss out about Damien English at the time, and I was ringing everybody I could. And he was deciding not to run. He was leaning right on the edge and not doing it. He's a local historian. He has a job. He was like, do I need this hassle? Am I happy being a county councillor? Ultimately, when Damien went, he decided to go. But like I say, he's got quite a lot.
So he's the fly in the ointment.
Yeah.
He's a fly in the ointment for two factors. One, for Fine Gael, and the other is he's from Trim. So the situation is that I have had my eye on Aisling Dempsey, daughter of Noel Dempsey, elected 2019 to the council, re-elected in 2024, the same time as Noel.
Yeah.
And I've sort of been of the view that this Fianna Fáil seat was lost by Shane Cassells. And I was wondering, was he, you know, because we've talked about Mary Fitzpatrick and we've talked about Catherine Arda. Shane Brennan, should you keep trying with the same pony that's lost? Anyway, he decides he's not standing. So there's no, she was coming at the convention and I think she would have got selected anyway. But Navan is the biggest population area and the Fianna Fáil organisation in Navan has receded a bit. So the situation is you're taking on the Dempsey, I was going to call it mafia, I call it family because they are such a big family.
She has 11 uncles as well as her father all out on the trail.
It's massive.
Her.
It's massive. And her brother Shane and her father Noel, they're all flat out. So I had her penciled down. If we were doing this a year ago, she's definitely going to be a TD. And so she is the sole Fianna Fáil candidate. So there are two seats left after Padraig Tobin. And into that go three people. Johnny Girk. Four people, actually. Noel French and Aisling Dempsey, okay?
And Linda Murray
from Navan, okay? So, first of all, I think French won't make it. But his votes, let him get 4,000 votes or whatever, they will decide it. Will they go in the direction of Trim? Will they go in the direction of his old party, Linda Murray, for Fine Gael? When you're looking at this count, just see where his transfers go, because he's going to be the kingmaker, especially if it doesn't make it. But into this. So Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, now very good sources here on both sides say, oh, it's very straightforward. Padraig has the first seat, Johnny Quirk has the second seat, and it's between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil for the last seat. Mm. And people say, oh, why are Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil sniping at each other? Look at Meath, West Chinland, and understand why they're sniping at each other, because it's a dog-eat-dog fight. Then I actually woke up in the middle of the night and I said, Meath West. I said, you know, there's a big redraw there and there's a scalp of 9,000 votes has come out of the northwest part of Meath West and it's gone into West Meath. Who will that affect? It'll affect Johnny Girk. If Tobin is up, who will that affect? Johnny Girk. If Sinn Féin are down, who will that affect? Johnny Girk. And I sort of came to the view, would it be possible that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil would each get a seat and Johnny Girk could lose out because Padraig Tobin would cannibalise that vote?
Mm.
And then I looked at the figures and I came to the conclusion, because I've got to goddamn call it, although it's not clear cut and the voters haven't made up their mind, at the end of the day, I'm going for Tobin, Aisling, Dempsey and Quirk.
Okay.
Fine Gael to lose a seat.
Right. Well, let's talk through that. So Noel French, just briefly on Noel French, why do you think he's not in that running? Is it that he got a big whack of votes in Trim and he doesn't get them anywhere else?
Whereas Fianna Fáil have an organisation beyond Trim.
Right, okay. So he'll be the gum in the glue.
And also he's got to share Trim with Aisling.
Yeah. Trim
wants a TD and they're going to make up their mind which TD they're
going to... Which TD they want and they split it that way. Fair enough. If you were calling this 4 months ago, I would imagine Johnny Girk was out. If you would do it after the local elections.
No. Well, put it like this. I'm still saying he's fighting for his life here. I don't think he's got a safe seat at all. And you see, this is what Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, they say, Tobin and Gwerk are safe. Mm. You know, vote for my lady, vote for, you know, because they both got lady candidates. So, but at the end of the day, I it's not with a lot of confidence, I say Gwerk, but I actually feel that Aisling Dempsey will be a TD.
Yeah. Yeah, I get a lot of that. That makes an awful lot of sense. My worry, I think it's probably more between French and Aisling than Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, because I just wonder...
You think Fine Gael aren't at the races?
Not that they're not at the races, but she's an unknown candidate. She's brand new into it. You know,
well, Damien is throwing the kitchen sink at it.
Yeah, could be right. He could be up there. But if she is behind French on the first count and she goes out, does she give him enough of a bump to get ahead of Aisling Dempsey? That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, she'd have to go out very early to be below... Like that, you're really writing
French
her off.
Fine
Gael have a quota here.
Fine Gael have a quota. So last time, Damien English got what? 5,000.
No, but look what he ended up with.
He ended up at the end, I think, what was it? Nearly 12,000?
That's right. The figure to look at.
What you finish with. Yeah. There you go. And Noah French swept up three of those, by the way, that ended up going to Damien English.
Yeah.
So there you go. Look, very difficult to call. But ultimately, you think Fianna Fáil are taking it, Sinn Féin are keeping their seat, and Pádraig Ó Bíonn of Éin Tú.
We actually agree. We actually agree that Fine Gael are going to lose the seat.
I think ultimately, which I think would be a first in Meath West as far as I know. Never since it was the Meath West constituency, and obviously when it was the wider Meath constituency, they had a seat. So that's an interesting one. Fascinating battle. This is one of those ones where I feel if something big happens this week before we head into the last week of the campaign, we could be reviewing it. But as of now, that is the call from myself and Ivan Yates. All right, that's it for this episode. News Talk Original Podcast produced by Mark Simpson and Jess Kelly with Sean Defoe and Ivan Yates presenting. New episodes dropping every few days as we work our way through every constituency. So make sure you hit subscribe to listen to all 43 on whatever platform you get your podcasts.
Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk Original Podcast.